in respect of the specific conversation that I was having with the gentleman on Twitter, actually it took 3 days in that case for him to get notified. So I've asked the team to look into that, because that is something of a concern. If it is taking too long, it needs to be quite a timely process. So the contact tracing process is really, as it's always been, identifying cases, close contacts, informing close contacts, and then advising them on what the guidance was. There is a piece of work going on as well at the moment to try and improve that, so making it a bit less manual, a bit more digital. That should hopefully be coming out in the near future as well. So it's a system that's been ongoing. There have been ups and downs, I think, as we all know, over the last couple of months. But the situation as at today is contact tracing is definitely carrying on as a routine part of the process.
And obviously, as you say, any delay, which is what this gentleman on Twitter raised, was that he waited 3 days. Clearly, that's just an opportunity for the virus to spread into the community and cause us more problems. So contact tracing, I'm guessing, needs to be at the front and centre of the island's response to the ongoing pandemic.
So I'd agree with you on that. Actually, the contact tracing is definitely kind of front and centre as part of what we're going to need to be carrying on doing as part of this whole living with COVID approach that's been adopted. And yes, you're right, if there is a long gap in between someone being identified and then someone contact tracing, close contacts, there is a bit of a risk period there in which the virus could be spreading, because we haven't told people, you know, please get yourself tested, please maybe consider all the other mitigations that need to happen as well. So like I say, in this particular case, the team are looking into why it may have taken longer than expected, because that seems to be an anomaly rather than it being standard. Like I say, the standard is they try and get back to people quite quickly, but generally within a day or two of notification. So 3 days is outside what I think we would consider to be normal.